Cubby, do we have Brittany on the line? Brittany, welcome into the golf shop.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for waking up. I know that there was some question about the time change, so I appreciate you you joining us this morning, and so excited about your round.
Yeah, that was exciting.
I mean, you went out the first day, and what was it, 72, 73?
Yeah, 72.
Okay, so you were feeling, not so, I don't know, maybe okay about South Dakota in general. And then yesterday, you went nuts. So what do we attribute, I mean, except being from Massachusetts, which, you know, I have my Free Brady shirt on, you know, even though he's already been freed.
Yeah, it'd be better.
Yeah, except for being from Massachusetts, to what do you attribute that? I mean, that's a course record, is it not?
I think so, yeah. I don't know. Yes, the day before the first round, you know, nothing was bad, but nothing was great. And I felt good about my game. But then yesterday, I don't know, it just like all kind of just came together. Like I was hitting it really close and then the putts were dropping. And I mean, it was pretty fun.
Well, Brittany, how early in the round can you feel it? Can it go all the way back to when you're warming up and stretching and you're just like, man, feel good today. It's going to be a great day. Or does it take a few holes for you to realize, oh my goodness, I'm putting together a great round here and I can keep it going?
I don't know. I just, you know, my warm up was okay. It was kind of just normal.
Yeah.
I did warm up a little longer than I normally do just because I was like the last one off in the morning. But I don't know. I guess I just, first couple holes in, I hit it kind of close and made two birdies in the first three holes. And I was like, okay, this could be a good day.
Well, I appreciate you answering that question, honestly, because it was kind of a stupid question. Because I suck at golf, and I know right away if I'm going to suck less. But you're really good at golf, so you expect to go low every day. So that was a dumb question from somebody who's supposed to know a little bit about golf, but that was an amateur question coming your way. So, well, you guys just had this amazing break. And you know, I recall from, I guess, 2012 when we started here in Charlotte and we had 15 events, and now we're up over 20 and probably going to exceed 25 next year. You know, this season's a little bit more of a grind than in the past. What did you do during your time off to sort of get ready for this last stretch run?
I honestly just kind of, you know, spent some time at home. I haven't been home for a while. I mean, like, the first time since, like, December. So I, like, got to see, like, my family and friends. And then I went down to New Jersey to see my coach. And we worked on a few things. And, you know, I felt really good and confident after that and came back home, work on them, and you know, everything just feels pretty good. So hopefully I can continue that momentum into today.
Well, now I don't know if you know this. I mean, I'm sure word has been passed. There is the Golf Shop Radio bump. Everybody who comes on the show tends to play much better in the, you know, in the next few rounds. So I'm just saying, expect great things.
I'm excited now.
All right, so I like this idea of having a little bit slightly longer warm-up, so maybe you want to tap into that. But one of the questions we ask a lot of our pros is, if I gave you, all right, imagine yourself back at Raintree, and we've got a time limit, and I'm going to give you an hour, and we've got our putting and chipping facility, we've got our driving range. If you have just an hour to practice golf, how do you divide your time?
I'd probably do 20 to 25 minutes of ball striking, and then I'd probably spend most of my time chipping and putting. I mean, everyone hits it pretty well out here for the most part, and then it's just all about how you get the ball in the hole. So I'd probably spend, you know, most of that time chipping and putting.
Well, I need you to join my support group. How do we convince normal golfers, not excellent golfers like you and your playing competitors, but normal golfers, that they would rather take 10 shots off their round than add 10 yards to their drive? How do we do this? We need a support group. How do we convince people that, you know, scoring better is much smarter than trying to get 10 more yards on the drive? Do you have a magic bullet for that?
I mean, I just think that with like putting, it easier to like shave strokes off your round. I mean, think about how many times do you three putt during round. If you had just two putted them, I mean, how many shots is that?
Right.
You know, So not that you have to, like, make everything, but just think about if you could eliminate your three putts.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason amateurs are amateurs, and people who suck at golf probably will always suck at golf. Is that? I think that's probably fair to say, isn't it? Is that fair?
No, I mean, that you can get better. Everyone can get better.
Well, I don't know if there's hope for me. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure there's hope. My game, like my life, is more collision than precision. So golf may not be the activity for me. So looking at the season as it's going to wind down, are you planning to play all the events? Are you going to play any of those early week events? I know last week a lot of the players were out in Colorado at the I forget even what that one's called, the Women's Open of Colorado or whatever. And actually, our exemption, Allison Emery won it. Are you playing a full schedule to end the season?
Yeah, I mean, I'll play including this one, we have 6 events, so I'll play all of them because we'll have 4 weeks and then a week off and then 2 to end the season. So I'm planning to play all of them.
Well, before we finish up, I mean, obviously, after Charlotte, what's your second favorite place to visit?
My second favorite place to visit.
I would ask who is the second most handsome tournament director, but let's just go with second favorite place to visit.
Well, we had a tournament in Boston, so that's definitely a close to Charlotte. I had 6 being from Boston. It was fun to go home and play a tournament at home.
Yeah, and Thorny Lee is great, and it was in really, really good shape.
Yeah, it really was.
All right, well, Brittany, we're going to let you go, maybe go back to bed, maybe get ready for your full 1 hour or more warm-up, and hopefully enjoy the Golf Shop Radio bump, and thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank